Hello and welcome to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about a bunch of different random things involving comic book films, horror movies, and what's to come on the podcast, as well as my channel. So if that's something that interests you, as always, be sure to sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast, episode 47. As you could tell, the last episode was very heavy. It talked about a lot of serious things. This one's kind of gonna get back on track, and I'm just gonna talk about a couple of things involving my rewatch of The Batman, as it is at the time of this recording, it had just released on HBO Max, so I checked it out for the first time since watching it in theaters over a month ago, and I give my thoughts on whether the movie has changed. I also dive into the two biggest horror movies that I've seen so far this year, Scream 5 and X. So for those of you who don't know, the Batman was my most anticipated film of the year. I was extremely excited to see what they were going to do given the description and the talent behind it. I will admit, however, I was one of the many people who was kind of skeptical of Robert Pattinson taking on the role, and all I can say right now is he completely blew me away. I really liked him. He's not my favorite Batman, that will always go to Christian Bale, but he's definitely in my top three, I would say. I just really dug the vibes that they were going for, and I was extremely excited to see how they would pull it off, and they pulled it off extremely well. This will probably remain my top film of the year, probably. I loved it. I loved everything they did. It was just, it had the realism of the Nolan trilogy mixed with like the gothic dark side of the Burton films. It was just very made. Nobody felt like they were shoehorned in. They just threw you right into the story, assuming that you knew base level knowledge of the characters, and they do a great job. They don't really have to delve into the origin story or anything. They could just dive right in and get right to the action and what's going on. This is sort of a mix between a somewhat experienced Batman, but he's not entirely like experienced and mature. He's still in the raw stages of his career. Very early on in the movie, it's established that he has been the Batman for 2 years, and that he's just been helping out GCBT take out many of the gangs that have infiltrated the city. I mean, pretty much everything that I'm going to say has kind of already been said. I love this from not just a comic book fan standpoint, not just from a Batman fan's standpoint, but as a film lover standpoint. This movie is just executed very well. I do understand the complaints, however, how it could be a little too long, given it's almost a 3-hour film. It's almost, I think, a few minutes shy from 3 hours, but I personally didn't really feel like the story dragged on too much, and I didn't even feel that the second time watching it. I was very invested in the story. I just love how it's executed, and I think it's done very well, and I think this is the thing that DC needs to get back on track. Don't know if they'll ever catch up to Marvel, probably not, but I definitely think that they should probably be focusing on doing more solo films and putting a lot more thought and effort in developing their films as well. And that's been said multiple times, and I agree, but I can't wait to see what they do with this interpretation, this universe. I like what they've done. I just can't wait to see the different types of stories that can come. Finally, we get a live-action Batman that explores the detective side thoroughly. We got little bits and pieces of it here and there, like some in the Dark Knight. You get some detective work, but this is finally seems to me like the first live-action Batman to actually dive deep into that aspect of it, and like, Batman is called the world's greatest detective, and I feel that you really get to see that in this movie, and I really liked it. The antagonist, Riddler, is incredible. He's definitely one of the best Batman villains we've seen on film. No one's ever gonna top Heath Ledger, but he's definitely up there. He definitely brings his own creepy vibe and just reinvents the character of the Riddler, giving it vibes of Zodiac 7. It's inspired by the Zodiac Killer. You can definitely tell given how he commits his crimes, and it's just very well done. It's very suspenseful. It's dark. It pushes the boundaries a little bit, almost to an R rating, which I would be very curious to see what this movie would have been like if it had an R rating, but I'm happy with the PG-13 rating nonetheless. The only downside from the second viewing is I could definitely tell that I was watching this in my house. I could definitely feel it. It was definitely very different from the theater experience. Especially when it came to certain key moments involving like the sound and involving a sequence with the Batmobile. You could definitely tell that it was different because in the theater it almost felt like you could hear the entire theater shake. And then now it was still loud, but it's just never gonna come close. I mean, the experience you're gonna get in a theater isn't exactly gonna transfer over to your home viewing experience. I mean, unless you have a really good home theater, I don't really know, but nonetheless, I still very much enjoy the movie, and a lot of the feelings I have towards it have stayed the same. And I think this movie is going to age very well. I think it's going to hold up very well, and it's going to be one of the prime examples of what comic book movies should be, and ultimately what they can be if the right people behind it are, if there are right people behind it, is what I should say. But yeah, I just very much like that movie. I would like to go more in depth about it, but that would take up a large majority of this episode, and I got some stuff to talk about. But yes, Batman is amazing. I give it 2 thumbs up. Now, while The Batman was my most anticipated film of the year, Scream 2022, or as I call it, Scream 5, was my second most anticipated film of the year. Now, this was a film that I was very excited for, but I was ultimately nervous because it is the fifth entry in a slasher franchise, and there was such a big gap between 4 and 5, and given the recent success of Halloween 2018 and Halloween Kills, it kind of feels like we're almost kind of repeating history a little bit with Halloween, the original kind of setting the standard for slasher films, and it's kind of kicking off, it kicked off Friday the 13th, A Nightmare on Elm Street, so on and so on, and then Scream kind of revived that whole genre 20 years later, and it kind of seems like we're going through that same exact thing where Halloween 2018 was successful. And then within the almost 4 years since its release, we've gotten reboots of Child's Play, Candyman, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Scream. And so far, it seems like the only major horror characters that haven't gotten this sort of treatment have been Freddy and Jason, or as the movie's calling it now, the requel treatment. So going into the film, I was pretty nervous. The downside of seeing it was prior to seeing it, I had a few spoilers already revealed to me. They were already pretty crucial ones, and a lot of them were just involving the 2 deaths, and then I knew who one of the killer's identities were. So already I had a good chunk of the fun of watching a Scream movie already kind of ruined for me, which sucks because, to be honest, I haven't really been able to have any of that surprise me throughout the Scream franchise because growing up it was always on in my house, so even then I always knew at least one of the killers in each of the movies. But still, I was able to find enjoyment in the film. I did think that it was very well in very much like Halloween 2018, and even in some of the movies it compares itself to, it talks a lot about Hollywood trends and stuff like that, which that was one of the main positives of the movie for me, was I thought the commentary aspect of it was very well done. And it wasn't just about horror commentary. They were talking about just Hollywood in general and how Hollywood is doing this sort of requel trend where they're not they're not remaking movies anymore, but they're not quite doing a full-fledged reboot either. It kind of seems like they're picking and choosing and just branching off and creating a whole new franchise without starting from scratch. And sort of seems like they're picking up where sort of the fans still had interest. So we've seen that through many franchises. They even bring it up. Star Wars, they even sort of subtly tease about Rian Johnson, who directed The Last Jedi. He directed the 8th film in the Stab franchise within the movies, and it sort of talked about how, just like The Last Jedi, people didn't really like it, and they thought that it destroyed their childhoods, and that they need to go back to basics and need to go back to the original. So Force Awakens kind of did this in the same way, how it kind of mirrored A New Hope, and that was the main criticism from the movie, but overall fans really enjoyed it because they played it a little too safe. Not a little too safe, but safe enough for people to still enjoy it and to bring in a new audience. I feel like this movie kind of does the same exact thing. It does some new things, but overall I think they play it a little too safe. However, that's not to discredit the movie. I think that they do a great job. I really think that this movie did a great job bringing back the spirit of the original film. Maybe sometimes a little too much. My only cons with the film is that it sort of feels like we don't really get much time with the legacy characters, so Sydney, Dewey, and Gale. But I understand that because they have to focus on the newer characters and kind of get them established, because I ultimately feel like Scream 5 basically does the same thing that Scream 4 was trying to do, except Scream 5 actually succeeds in the fact that they are able to establish their new characters while also give enough time to the legacy characters. And I really feel that they do a great job, because I really think Scream 4 wanted to do what Scream 5 did, but ultimately just they focused on the main trio. And I think that they delivered enough twists in the way that they were doing things that it could keep old fans, old fans happy, and also bring in new fans, but not completely turn away the old audience. But I really enjoyed it. The toughest part with these movies is the whole killer reveal. It seems like with the sequels, maybe not, since we haven't really had a good whodunit aspect of the Scream franchise, in my opinion, since Scream 2. And I mean, it's all up to, I mean, it's different for everybody. You're not going to surprise everybody. A lot of people I talked to said that they thought it was one of the biggest flaws of this movie was that it was a little too predictable, and that even it was a little bit too much like the first one, which I completely understand. And I mean, all those points were very valid, and I could definitely see where they're coming from. But that still didn't really ruin my enjoyment of the film. I do think that it does have its flaws. But that didn't ultimately, like, turn me off from the movie. I really enjoyed it. So far as my ranking would go, as of right now, I would put it in third place. So my ranking would be 1, 2, 5, 4, and 3. Because 3, while I still enjoy it because it's part of the original Scream trilogy, it's definitely a mess, and it's definitely like got its fair share of issues. But however, I don't hate any Scream movies. I love all of them, and I enjoy watching them. 4 is kind of, yeah, I enjoy it. It's a step up from 3, but it's not quite as enjoyable. I don't think many of the characters are likable, aside from really only Kirby is the only new character that's really funny, and then maybe the cops. But other than that, Scream 4 doesn't really do a whole lot. It kind of falls into the same trap as Scream 5, where it's kind of doing the same thing. And I personally thought that the killer reveal was a little predictable. but that's just my opinion. And then I put Scream 5 in third place because, like I said earlier, I feel like Scream 5 is does everything that Scream 4 was trying to do, but in a better way. But still, it falls within all those problems that the fourth one had still, but it's not as bad, and it doesn't really ruin my enjoyment of the film. And then 2 is Scream 2, and I just like it. I think it's a very solid sequel, and does a great job kind of continuing the story. And then, I mean, what is there to say that hasn't already been said about the original? The original's a classic, and it's just always going to be the best. And while I don't think any new film in the franchise is ever going to live up to it, I still think that we can get good Scream films. It's just, I think a lot of people are afraid to take tons of risks with beloved franchises because of fans. And that's also a thing that they talk about in that film, is about fandoms and toxic fans and how it can ruin a film, and it can ruin a fan base, and it can kind of turn away a lot of filmmakers from wanting to do anything new. And I think it did a great job in talking about it. But yeah, I really enjoyed Scream 5. I hope I'm still going to go see Scream 6, and I hope that they just kind of take a step outside the box and kind of just do all kinds of crazy stuff. I really just want them to lean all in and just do whatever they want to do, but still maintain the spirit and feel of the original films. And I think these new the new directors and Radio Silence, I think that they can do a great job, and I believe that they definitely can deliver. So we'll just have to wait and see. Now, the final film I want to talk about is A24's latest horror film, X. I got to see it almost a month ago, but I'm really late to talk about it. But overall, I just wanted to say that I thoroughly enjoyed it. For those of you who don't know, it's a take on the 70s slasher exploitation films. And it follows a group of adult filmmakers who go out and rent out this farmhouse from an elderly couple, and they soon discover that the owners are not what they seem, and they sort of have to fight for their lives to make it out alive. Now, this film was very fun to me. I definitely know that, given the synopsis that I gave you, it doesn't really seem like it would be for everybody, but me personally, I really enjoyed it. I thought that it was exactly what it was trying to be. It was just trying to be an old school slasher film, and I think it really succeeded. I had a fun time. If you are expecting like anything like different or like new, like a new twist on the slasher genre, you're not really going to be getting a whole lot of that. It's mainly just paying a lot of homage to those types of films while also being fun and original in its own way, and I just love the way they do it. It's shot very much like old school 70s horror films. I in particular thought that a good chunk of it almost felt like it was straight out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but maybe just filmed in another town. A lot of the shots I thought were very similar, if not ripped right out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but that didn't bother me, as I thought it was very cool. I love the way this movie was done. I thought that the kills were great, the cast was fun, everybody did a great job. It was just fun. There was humor to it, there was suspense, there were parts that genuinely like freaked me out and like made me like squeamish, which is, if a horror film is able to do that, then it's got me. I really liked it. Everybody was good in it, and if you guys get a chance to see it, if you're a horror fan, I highly recommend it. At the time of recording this, it had just released on a video on demand. So you can go ahead and you can rent it for, I believe it's $20 right now, but I highly recommend it. It is very good. I had an amazing time watching it, and be sure to stay till the end of the credits because it does tease a prequel. And I am very excited to see that film as well. But X did an amazing job. I think A24 is doing a great job with their horror films, and I can't wait to see what they do next. Can't wait to see the sequel, and I just want to see more films like X. I want to see more old school slasher style movies. Like, I really think that we can do it. I don't think we need all the big franchise characters to have a good slasher movie. I think this movie kind of proves that you can come up with a good original slasher film, and also kind of pay homage to the films that came before. So I think X is a great example, and I hope that we continue to see more films like it. Alright, last thing I wanted to talk about is what's to come for the podcast. So it looks like we're going to be wrapping up this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. What you can expect for 48 is I'm going to be reuniting with Josh and Caden, and we're just going to be catching up with what we've been doing in the past. I can't even remember when was the last time we all recorded together, but yeah, Josh and Caden will be on the next episode. We'll kind of catch up with them, see what they've been doing and what they're up to, and we are also going to be giving you guys a little tease of what's to come. As always, thanks you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you all in the next one. Thank you.